Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Send them in, dearjohnjanssen@gmail.com.
All right, I'm going to get things started. The first one is car trouble. Dear John, I sold a vehicle to one of my wife's coworkers. We were very clear that a lot of work had to be done and we didn't want to deal with it anymore. After a test drive, the coworker was confident they wanted it. We sold it for $3,000 and a statement that said, "This sale is final and the vehicle is sold as is." That was six weeks ago. The vehicle is now broken down. She is now asking that we take the car back and donate it or junk it. I don't feel like it's my responsibility to fix this problem for her, but I do feel really bad that it broke down. She's now accusing my partner of taking advantage of her and saying that we never told her anything could be wrong with it. How would you handle this?
Sale is final. And I mean, I don't know what legal repercussions she could go to, but maybe it's small claims court. But if you told her there are issues with the car, we don't want to deal with it anymore, and you set the price as such. Like, I don't know, I mean, how many miles on the car? How old is this car? Right. But if you set the price as, you know, hey, $3,000.
Cheap car these days.
Well, yeah. And it clearly, if you're going to sell a car for $3,000, there are going to be things that go wrong with it.
You know, it's not a great car.
And she test drove it and thought, okay, this is something I'm willing to get into. She had the right at the time to ask any questions she wanted to ask. You know, are there any repairs imminent? And if you knew at the time, then I think you should, you know, say, yeah, okay, well, it needs new tires or the muffler's about to fall off. I mean, she could look and see that or anything like that. But other than that, I don't think, I'm sorry, but hey, we had a deal, signed contract, it's yours.
Yeah, kick rocks.
It's on her.
Yep.
If you're going to buy a used vehicle, I would take it to have it looked at. Like, I wouldn't just do a test drive. I would test drive it over to a mechanic or to wherever you're going to take it. Yeah. Somebody you trust, have them look at it, see everything that's wrong with it. So you know going into it. But once you sign that deal and you hand over that money, that car is yours. And I mean, I get it, to feel bad. Sure, you feel bad. I would too. But she bought it. It's hers.
Yeah, it's her decision. And the last time I sold a car, the person who bought it wanted to take it to a mechanic. I said, go for it, because I want you to have confidence that you're making a good purchase, peace of mind.
You also don't want to have a situation like this where they come back to you and say, hey,
you sold me a piece of junk and it's dangerous and now it's worth $0 and I got to junk it.
Yeah, and I know it's not free to take it to a mechanic. Some mechanics will do it if you got a buddy or something like that.
They knew somebody.
Right, but even if you're going to spend $100, you're making a $3,000 investment.
And I think it's something you're going to be driving around in. You want to make sure that it's
safe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Dependable.
Yeah. Yep.
Next one, a real man. Ooh. Dear John, I recently had an awful first date and want to know if I did something wrong. I matched with this girl on Hinge. We messaged for a week and then agreed to meet up for dinner after work. Conversation was going great. We split a bottle of wine and each ordered a steak, both medium rare. When the steaks arrived, mine was cooked perfectly, but I could tell something was wrong with hers, so I offered to switch. She got really quiet until the server came back and then proceeded to berate him. Oh. Full meltdown with everyone staring, saying, why don't they know how to cook a steak at a steakhouse? Then she went at me saying, I'm not a, quote, real man because I wasn't standing up for her, and asked if this is how we would be in a relationship.
Whoa.
I stepped out to use the bathroom, paid the bill, profusely apologized to the waiter, and left. Did I dodge a bullet?
Yes, you dodged a bullet. My goodness.
Yes, you did.
Yeah. Is that even a question? Like, okay. You did what a real man would do. I'll offer to switch my steak, and if it's that bad, then I'll discuss it with the waiter, and I'll wait. You go ahead and eat. You know, I want you to be happy. I want you to go ahead, and we can have these conversations. But if she's all of a sudden going to go off on the waiter because her steak wasn't cooked appropriately, all right, if you come home late from work, She's going to go off on you.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
Oh, that's not
behavior.
The car that I wanted. She's going to go off on you. I didn't make the bed the way I wanted. The house isn't the way I wanted.
The way you treat the server or the wait staff at a restaurant says a lot about who you are as a person.
The way that you act when you are, how long did they say there? That's the first day.
First day.
Yeah. I mean, you're putting your best foot forward, right?
That's
you're
a great
you're
point.
Trying to. Yeah, you're trying to.
It's only getting worse.
You're hiding
here.
All your deficiencies.
Very
right?
True.
When this happens, there's only one way to go, and it's going downhill from there.
Look, like even if it's she's hangry, she hasn't eaten, that's what you're going to be dealing with.
Oh, no, I can understand hangry. All right, I trust me, I get hangry in a heartbeat.
But you get steak. You would never do this. You'd never berate a wait staff.
If it was overcooked, I would just simply say, you know, hey, can you please take this back? This isn't the way I asked for it. And then I'll patiently wait for the next steak.
This is the biggest slam dunk, Dear John, ever. In fact, I will issue a challenge to our listeners. Is there anybody out there that thinks she was in the right?
There can't be.
Now, if the waiter or waitress comes and they give you attitude, I can understand being a little taken aback by it.
Yeah, but they come
still
after
not,
you?
Yeah.
Too?
Right, yeah. So
the
then turn around
man?
And say, yeah, you didn't stand up for me. You're not what?
Is her name Karen?
There's no name left.
Okay, let's move on. Chef John, Dear John. Oh, first off, go blue. Okay, second, we're having some friends over this weekend for the Purdue-Michigan game because they went to Purdue. I know in the past you talked about some kind of bacon bomb dish.
Oh,
can you share it again? I'm looking for some fun food ideas to stay up on the party.
Okay, so I've always, and I don't know why in a former radio life, there was a matchup with the Boilermakers between Michigan and maybe it was the chili that was named like a Boilermaker chili or something like that. It had beer in it. So I gave out a recipe. I think it's the perfect game and it's the perfect time of year to put chili in the crock pot, especially with the game being at 7 o'clock.
Yep, all day.
And then anybody that comes over, or if you're just, hey, you're out, you know, blowing the leaves, you're doing something in the yard, you come in, you have a bowl of chili. I think it's the perfect setup for chili this weekend. Having said that, there's a great appetizer, and it is the bacon bombs. And I normally only make these once a year. It's Super Bowl is when the bacon bombs come out, and it is one slice of bacon, and then in that slice of bacon, you have cream cheese, slice of jalapeno, and a frozen tater tot. You wrap the bacon around it, you put it in the oven, and if you have a cooling rack, it's best to set it on a cooling rack so the drippings can, mm-hmm. you know, drip down through it. It doesn't make the tater tot becomes a little bit of a sponge, which is amazing. It's kind of what you want, right? But the rest of it drips down, and then you can save some of the bits and the bacon gravy for cooking your eggs the next morning, whatever you want. But that is, and then you cook it at, I think it's 375 for about 15 to 17 minutes, and they come out perfect. Now, I will say this. Make sure that your bacon is properly chilled. Because once you get it out and you start wrapping it around there, it warms up. You want to make sure that it's not frozen. You don't want it hard. But I do put my bacon in the freezer for a few minutes to chill it, like super cool it a little bit. And you got to have the tater tot frozen or else it doesn't work.
Write that down.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Mm-hmm. All right, this last one, hot seat. Dear John, I've come under fire at work for a slow start. They don't realize how bad the culture was when I got here. For some background, I'm a bit of an outsider and not a rah-rah type, but I am qualified, and I believe with time, I would break through. At the same time, the negativity is growing, and I don't feel I have support. Starting to feel guilty because at this point, part of me just wants to be fired because it feels inevitable. Any advice? Signed, JS.
Well, first, don't hide your emotions. You know, if you're upset, if you get asked a question in the media that you don't agree with, it's okay to show some emotion and some disdain. If you lose a game, if you're frustrated with your team, your assistant coaches, hell, if you're frustrated with yourself, show a little bit of emotion so that your fan base knows that you care about the job that you have. If you have a rivalry game that you are playing in, show a little bit of zest for the moment. And then you might be able to get some buy-in from those that are following you in your job.
I don't know why you assumed it was a football coach.
There are plenty of examples to go around. And I think there's a few locally that are going around. And if you just show a little emotion, it'll go a long way.
I think people would be more bought in if they saw how things affected you. They could relate to you.
Yeah. Now, so with your team, right, you want to be consistent.
Yeah.
And you want to be able, or for your coworkers, you want to be consistent, but you've got to be a leader. And there are different emotions for different situations and at different times. And you got to read the room, you got to know the moment, and you got to fill that moment.
And I don't blame you if you want your $30 million buyout or whatever it ends up being at this point. That's Dear John. Send him in, DearJohnJansen@gmail.com. It's 97.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.